Now for something we've never done before.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 14 of the ATA Nation Podcast. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host here on the podcast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try something all new today. Let's get to that in a second, because I need a favor from you. Before you enjoy the special episode that we have today with a lot of special guests, I want you to open your podcast player and share this episode online, and then leave a rating and or a review on your favorite podcast player. Guys, ATA Nation is huge. It is global. It is everywhere. And we just want to make sure that we are reaching all of those ATA Nation members that don't know there's a podcast yet. All right? We want to make sure that they hear about this. So open up your podcast player, click on the share button, post it to Facebook, post it to Twitter, post it to Instagram, post it to, send it to your Snapchat friends, your LinkedIn bio, you know, wherever you do the socials. I want you to share it. I would really appreciate it. So now, let's get to what we've got on today's episode. I don't know about you guys, and when you're listening to this, if you have had your district's championships yet, but we just had ours this weekend in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was the Mid-America District Championships, and it was a blast. Oh, so much fun. I got to judge team sparring on Friday night, and it was amazing. I was a little worried that my scorekeepers weren't going to be able to hear anything I said because the cheering was so loud. And then we had just an amazing event on Saturday. Lots of great competitors. I will say I helped run the event. It was first time we've had it in the Fort Wayne, which has been in the Chicagoland area before, and it moved this season. And it was a blast to have it a little closer to me this year, but it was also a little weird because of the COVID year that we had. That you know, we could walk around, and there was a ring that was a colored belt district championship ring, but there were actually no color belts in it. They were all black belts because it'd been so long. So it's just a little weird because everybody's like, what age am I? What rank am I? So I will advise you to make sure that if you haven't competed yet at districts and you have registered, that you talk to your instructor. Just make sure you know where you're going, what's going on, because you're going to get there and you could see things that you're not used to seeing because of the age and rank things that are different this season because of COVID. So anyways, let's get to our special guests.
Special guest interview.
So on this episode, instead of one special guest, I am bringing you a whole host of special guests. I decided that I would take this show on the road, and I brought some recording equipment to our Mid-America District Championships and interviewed some masters, some fifth degrees, some random awesome people. There were a couple that I went and searched out specifically, but about forms training. So if you didn't tune in last week, make sure you go back and listen to last week's episode. We had Master Isaacs talking all about sparring training for world championships. This episode, we're focusing on forms training, what you need to do to train your form for world championships. So let's get to our first special guest. Okay, ATA Nation, I am here with Senior Master Coffrin and Chief Master Whitehead, and I'm asking them on the spot. They don't know any of these questions, but gentlemen, getting ready for World Championships, what advice would you give a student that like is wanting to work on their forms? You know, what should they be working on right now getting ready for World Championships?
Normally what I tell my people to do is to break the form into pieces, like little segments. Work that segment until you're comfortable with it and go on to the next segment. Don't work the whole form right away. Work in bits and pieces, then bring it back together again. It's like the week before Worlds. You bring it all back together again and relax and have fun.
Relax and have fun. That's great advice.
I'm always telling my people if they want to add a little bit of flair to their form and make it look sharp, is every time there's a direction change, eye contact, set, and then step execute at the same time, just blast it in and make it, you know, lots of speed, lots of power, just make it look gorgeous.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, thank you for the quick impromptu interview, and we'll see you at Worlds.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So as you can tell, the audio is a little different, but some great advice there from Chief Master Whitehead and Senior Master Cochran. I really like segments. I tell my students to do that as well. Especially the segment that you don't like, make sure you do that one more often. You know, that's the one you really need to focus on. Record those segments, you know, look at them. And of course, be practicing the whole thing together as well. Senior Master Cochran, you know, those strong transitions, those turns, make sure you get that great eye contact. Just making sure everything is sharp. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have another special guest. Here we go. Okay, I'm here with Master Bentley. Master Bentley, you got people training for World Championship, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What are you telling your forms guys right now? If they're really working on forms, what kind of advice would you give somebody about forms competition?
I would say more than anything, just repetition. Do your form every day. One of my favorite masters said that I did it so many times that I couldn't do it wrong.
That's perfect advice. I love it.
Every day. Repetition. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
This, another great one, and you're going to hear this repeated, I think, from another guest or two. Repetition, guys. You got to do it. You got to train it. Super important. You need to be so good at it that you're just, it's natural. You just do it no matter what. All right? Here we go. Here is a super special guest. Let's check this one out. Okay, I am here with Mr. Mike Moe, who is, I believe... Are you testing at Worlds for 6 degrees?
Finally.
Yeah. So, my question, what are you doing to have your form ready for World Championships? What are you doing training-wise?
Well, thank goodness the weather is cooperating. The sun is shining in Wisconsin. So every day my wife and I are out in the backyard practicing our form, doing rounds on the heavy bags, practicing conditioning, just staying sharp. But, you know, it's status quo. We're always training attitude, ATA.
Yes, sir.
But the only difference now is that we're specializing it towards our testing. So,
gotcha.
Whereas in the past, it's more general martial arts. Mm-hmm. Now it's more about traditional song on forms and sparring.
Yes, sir. You got some guys competing for world champ, I'm sure.
Yes.
Any special training you got them doing? Just mindset, focusing on getting ready?
We don't really give them a specific program other than what we're just doing
mm-hmm.
at our
yes,
school.
Yes, sir.
Just coming in to train, you know.
Consistency.
Our chief instructor at my school is Quentin Bradley, who's a world champion.
He's fantastic.
So it's just about surrounding ourselves with hungry people that are trying to be their best every day, whether it's class or competing for a world title. That's what it is. Go out there and compete.
Awesome. I appreciate your time today, sir. We look forward to watching Test at Worlds.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Some great advice from Mr. Moe. Really excited about him and his wife testing for 6 degree this summer at World Championships. And some great advice here about the idea of just being consistent. You know, I mean, your training, you know, is your training. That's what you're doing all the time. And hopefully you aren't, you know, going from nothing to training for world champion. Or from nothing to testing, you know, there should be consistency in your training. I liked what he said as well about surrounding yourself with the right kind of people, people who are hungry, people who want it. You know, your community, your training partners, the people around you make a difference as well. And it's important to make sure you surround yourself with the right people. Okay, I've got one more group of interviews. Let's check out what they have to say. Okay, ATA Nation, I have here with me Mr. Andy Dixon, who's getting ready to test for 6th degree at World Championships, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Mr. Dixon, you also just became a district champion in forms again.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty awesome. So what kind of advice would you have for students working on being a world champ this year?
So the main thing is, one, make sure you practice every day. Like, I do my form 5 times a day. I actually got that from you, Master Hayden.
Nice.
When you were getting ready to test for your 6th degree. And so practicing every single day, pay attention to detail. The littlest details are what's going to make the difference between a world champ and second place. And so really just drill sections of your form at a time, get those little tiny details, make sure your toes are pointed the right way, make sure the foot position on your kicks is exactly right, and really focus on hand power for good rechambers, good reaction arm, and power in your hands, and you should be solid.
That is excellent advice. Thank you, sir. We look forward to watching you at World Championships.
Thank you, sir.
We also have with us Miss Isabella Smith. How'd you do today at District Championships?
I got District in Combat.
District in Combat. So you're getting ready for World Championships, right?
Yes, sir.
And what are you doing training-wise to get ready? Any event. I don't even care.
Just practicing a lot and working on things that I'm not good at. So going back and watching my old videos.
Nice.
Things that I did well in and things that I didn't do well in. And just drilling things over and over and over again so that become muscle memory.
Repetition.
Repetition is so important.
Awesome. Good luck at Worlds.
Thank you, sir.
Well, ATA Nation, what great advice we got from all of those individuals. I want to thank Mr. Dixon, Ms. Smith, Mr. Moe, Master Bentley, Senior Master Coffrin, Chief Master Whitehead for taking the time this weekend between judging and watching their students and all, and some of them competing to interview with me. I want to give a little bit of advice while I'm here, and I've been asking all these other people, and consistency and repetition, I think, are the keys here. When I was getting ready to test for 6th degree, one of those years, I did my 5th degree form 1,000 times in 1 year. Now, I will tell you, if you don't stay consistent with that, New Year's Eve day is a very long day, and it was a very long day for me. But that next year was the year that I won district champion forms because of that consistency, doing it so many times. Now, don't forget about the details when you're working that consistency. This is why I really like what Chief Master Whitehead said about the segments. I like what Mr. Dixon said about the attention to details, because you can get into the habit of just doing it, just getting it done. And that is not where you're going to find excellence in your form. You really need to break it down. Watch the videotape. Have somebody video you. Make sure that you're looking, you have somebody else looking at some of those details. Power, Mr. Dixon was mentioning hand technique power. I'm telling you, I did a private lesson with Grandmaster MK, talking to some of these guys. You've really got to be working on understanding body mechanics and proper execution, looking through all of those knowledge attributes we teach in the Legacy Program to really make sure that your form is rocking. And then something that I think is underplayed, something we mentioned last week with Master Isaac, is the mindset game. Okay? You've got to have the right mindset. You've got to be working on your mental game, that inner confidence, that, not letting your nerves get in the way, that can be a huge thing. You can put all the work in without the stress of the day. And unless you are practicing understanding and dealing with the stress of that day, it could all fall apart. Okay. I've done some study on how your body reacts to even that emotional stress, and how you can, your energy systems in your body have to be used. Whether that's emotional or physical, you're still going to burn through some of those calories and some of those different things. So you've really got to be paying attention to that. So super important to, you know, make sure you're getting ready for whether it's world championships in Phoenix or getting just ready for more tournaments coming this summer and this fall. We have really just started this tournament season in January, and usually we would say we're, you know, that's halfway through or whatnot, but we've got all the way until next year in April. So we've got plenty of time to make sure we're working, but you've got to take action.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Okay, you guys know it. It's districts and worlds time. Okay, districts for most of you guys is either this weekend, it was last weekend. You know, you better have that. And then world championships. I know there is an early bird registration for the world conference that is ending, I think maybe the day this comes out. But you definitely want to check that out. World conference training. There's yoga for martial arts, the Texas Takeover, all about sparring, combat sparring, injury prevention and performance training, traditional Gumdo fundamentals, back to basics, all kinds of awesome stuff. Obviously, registration for competition, all those things. You don't want to miss it. Some really cool video came out last week on the ATA social media of the location there in Phoenix. You know, just the information about the hotels and where they are and how close they are. Cool stuff. Okay, I'm pretty excited about going to Little Rock, or excuse me, going to Phoenix this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to test out the theory that a dry heat is better than a wet heat, because they say Phoenix is dry, but I think anything over 100 and something is crazy hot. But I'm super excited about this new location. If you watch the video, you can see it is huge. I mean, it's going to be cool. So check out World Championships. Make sure you get registered. Good luck at districts. And make sure you guys are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the secret part of the end. I didn't mention our insiders today. I apologize. But we had a lot of special guests, so it was pretty cool. I will say that hopefully I will have some special episode stuff for you guys next week as well, because I will be flying down to Little Rock this coming weekend for some mastership training, and there's some great people to interview in there in Little Rock. So we'll see what we bring to you next week. If you got some ideas, you know where to text me. You're an insider if you're listening to this. If you're not, what are you doing? Come on. Become an insider. That's all you got to do. Just text me, 260-250-3975. Okay. Talk to you soon.